Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's emerged that 10 new acute beds announced this week for Letterkenny University Hospital are temporary and are due to be taken out of service by the end of March. It's claimed only 5 kilometres of water pipes across Donegal are to be replaced by Irish Water this year. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the preferred options for the 10T Priority Ridge Improvement Project will be published on Monday, and food businesses across Donegal are being urged to join the Food Coast Network for 2020. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach has refused to guarantee that the Dáil will return next week. He's due to meet Micheál Martin tonight to discuss the timing of the next general election. Stephen Murphy reports.
TDs aren't even back from their Christmas break yet, but they could have to get the election posters ready as soon as next week. The Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader are due to hold talks tonight as speculation mounts about when polling day will be. Speaking after a cabinet meeting in Merino in North Dublin today, Leo Varadkar wasn't able to give a guarantee that the Dáil will return next week.
The cabinet's due to meet on Tuesday. The Dáil will be reconvened on Wednesday, and that is the position until such a time as it may change.
But he says tonight's talks won't be the only deciding factor.
We'll see how the meeting goes tonight. Then I'll be having discussions with my own party, with independents who support the government, and of course the other parties too.
The Taoiseach also suggested the government could limp on in the next few weeks if Fianna Fáil abstains in key Dáil votes. Going into tonight's meeting, Leo Varadkar favours a May election, while Micheál Martin's preference is April. We'll have to wait and see if an agreement between the two party leaders becomes a step closer. Stephen Murphy in Merino.
It's emerged that 10 new acute beds announced this week for Letterkenny University Hospital are temporary and are due to be taken out of service by the end of March. It comes amid record-breaking numbers of patients waiting on trolleys at hospitals across the country this week. Over 100 people have been waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital so far this week, with the full capacity protocol implemented on Monday. Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the decision to remove the extra 10 beds at the hospital in March is an insult, particularly in light of the fact that previous commitments regarding the short-stay ward at the hospital were not upheld.
I was absolutely astounded when I read the circular sent on by my colleague Louise O'Reilly, as our health spokesperson in the Dáil, when it said that these beds would expire at the end of March, so they're temporary beds. And what I find absolutely extraordinary is that for 15 months now, we have waited on the promises of Minister Simon Harris that all of the beds in Letterkenny's short-stay ward, which are 19 beds, would be reopened. 10 have been reopened, 5 of them with the support of central government. What we need is all of those beds reopened to take serious pressure off that hospital.
We heard Paul Reid, the HSE CEO, say this morning that community care will have to be beefed up and more facilities provided in primary care centres and at community level. That I'm sure you would welcome. But he also said the HSE would be looking at the number of emergency departments across the country. Is that a cause for concern?
I'm led to understand that with the population in Donegal of 160,000 and the fact that Letterkenny is the sixth largest hospital in the state, that our emergency departments, you know, cannot be threatened. But I take nothing for granted. And I have to say that if you look at the situation in community hospitals across Donegal, where we've lost 1 in 4 beds, where 4 in 10 nurses have been taken out of them, where you see a failure to reopen a closed-down short-stay ward in Letterkenny, there's no room for complacency. But the focus right now is that there are an easy solution available in Letterkenny Hospital to reopen all of the 19 beds, take serious pressure, and for the life of me, I cannot understand why the resources have not been provided to make that happen.
It's claimed only 5 kilometres of water pipes across Donegal are to be replaced by Irish Water this year. In a statement this week, the utility stated that ongoing works to replace approximately 6 kilometres of ageing water mains across the county are due for completion in the first quarter of this year. However, Councillor Patrick McGowan has disputed this and claims he has received information that planned works include the replacement of 5 kilometres of water pipes across the entire county of Donegal. He is calling on the government to urgently sanction capital funding to complete the leak leakage replacement programme.
The information I'm getting that all is planned for 2020 is 5 kilometres for the entire county. And this is under this leakage replacement programme. And while we're getting big announcements of millions and millions for major capital projects, the pipes themselves that are in our towns and villages, not even scattered throughout the countryside, there's not enough funding. They actually have cut back the funding this year from last year and the year before. And so far, all they have indicated to the council is 5 kilometres for the entire county.
We hear the county that it is crying out for works to take place, and especially in your area of East Donegal, there has been numerous cases with issues with the water, and you're now calling on the government to immediately sanction funding for replacements.
What we have here now, and as I say, these are into highly populated areas like Flynn Valley, Kessel Flynn, where we've had pipe replacement ongoing and a number of places, but in the centre of Kessel Flynn, the urgent need to replace the old cast iron pipes. The inside of the pipe now has been reduced to about an inch. The pipe is totally lined with dirt, so they have to turn the water pressure down in order to stop flushing out all the dirt. Turn down the water pressure so that the houses on the higher end of the estates in the town, Ashley and Court, Hillhead and that, they virtually have no water most of the time. But this isn't just confined to Kessel Flynn, this is in the Balfe area. It's all over the county, and the need to use some of the major capital money, these hundreds of millions that are using for capital projects, and use some of that and start repairing the pipes there, because they're treating water and then they're swirling out on bus, and the staff are working day and night trying to repair bus, and it's not sustainable. They need to fund the pipe replacement programme that they promised a number of years ago.
In response, Irish Water says it has not yet finalised its programme of works for the county for 2020, and when further works are ready for commencement, including the construction of a number of new wastewater treatment plants, they will liaise with customers who are to benefit, as well as the other relevant stakeholders. And the full statement is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Senior political figures in the north have reportedly been called to Stormont for a series of meetings as parties try to decide if they can strike a deal on power sharing. It's exactly 3 years today since the late Martin McGuinness resigned as Sinn Féin's Deputy First Minister, collapsing the executive. The party's been unable to reach agreement with the DUP since then over things like the Irish language. The north could be headed for an assembly election if there's no deal by Monday. Former Ulster Unionist Party leader Mike Nesbitt says smaller parties have yet to see the draft text being proposed.
A couple of days ago, it seemed possible that the Assembly would reconvene as early as tomorrow, to do it on Friday rather than leave it to Monday. As we speak, that doesn't look like a possibility, but you never know.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that the preferred options for the 10T priority route improvement project will be published on Monday. Detailed documents and plans will be available for viewing online or at the 6 council offices in Lifford, Letterkenny, Milford, Dunloe, Carndonna and Donegal Town. The document covers 3 sections of road, the Twin Towns bypass, the Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham Road and the road from Manor Cunningham to Lifford, linking with Strabán and the A5. Letterkenny Councillor Donal Coyle campaigned on the 10T issue in last year's local elections. He says there is no doubt that houses will be lost, and he says there will be other ramifications, particularly for farmers.
It will be important that anybody who is in any way affected by the 10T would ensure that they see what's happening. After that, then, the project moves on to phase 3, which would be ground investigation. There will be letters going out to farmers only, not now to people whose houses are in danger. Ground investigations will take at least 6 months. After that, then, they will be contacting homeowners.
Obviously, a lot of people are concerned that they'll be affected on the outskirts of Letterkenny, on the outskirts of the Twin Towns as well, of course, and in the vicinity of Manor Cunningham. Some houses will be lost. Properties will be affected. With that in mind, a very intense discussion set to take place over the coming weeks.
Oh, without a doubt. We'll take the land issue first. A lot of the land that's involved is very rich agricultural land. And the preferred option will be going through land, and it will be splitting farms, and it's going to cause a lot of hardship to the farmers concerned, to the homeowners. There is no definitive number on the number of houses that are to be demolished, but as I said before, not alone are the houses that are to be demolished, but it's going to be the houses that are going to be sitting on the edge of a 4-lane carriageway. and they will also be badly affected.
A meeting of the Beef Task Force is ongoing at Agriculture House. Supermarket retailers joined farming organisations and the meat industry to discuss the ongoing row over pricing. The Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association says they want supermarkets to explain their antics around their pricing model. Speaking before today's meeting, IFA President Joe Healy said they wanted to see some progress.
We've highlighted the beef price index over the last number of months. We have seen that that has very clearly shown a wide gap between the price that's paid to Irish farmers and the price in the six European markets that 90% of our beef goes to. The meat factories haven't passed that back on. Now the meat factories and the retailers need to show leadership in the sector.
The Stanish yellow rainfall warning has been issued for the northwest and west of the country for tomorrow. Heavy rain with localised flooding is expected in Donegal, Galway, Mayo and Sligo. Met Éireann says the warning will be valid from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for 24 hours. Food businesses across Donegal are being urged to join the Food Coast Network for 2020. It's part of Donegal's Good Food Initiative, which aims to act as the central platform for establishing Donegal as a food county. Applications for businesses seeking certification are now open. Head of Enterprise in Donegal, Michael Tunney, says the county is certainly making a name for itself, something he hopes can continue.
We're, I think, maybe nearly 10 years now, well, nine going 10 years in sort of promoting and delivering the Food Coast Initiative at Donegal. We have over 100 members in the Food Coast at this point in time. And we think there's a critical momentum there at the moment. So we're really just urging companies, start of the year, other food companies, food service companies, restaurants, delis in the county to for more of them to come on board, because there's definitely a borrowing food community in the county, and the county's getting a reputation, as evidenced by the McKenna's nominating Donegal as the food county in 2019.
The more that is part of this, the louder the voice is to put Donegal out there and put it firmly on the map.
Yeah, I mean, as I've said before, I mean, food is such an integral part of the experience in the county, whether you're a visitor or whether you're a resident. So it's a critical element of our environment and of the experience. And we just want more and more companies to buy into it, because, again, I think the more companies involved, the richer the experience and the richer the learning and the shared experiences between the food companies. Some of the events we had last year highlighted that, like the Feast of the Foot of Erigal, which is part of Donegal Connect. We had seven chefs from around the country came. There are a range of foods. People travel from all over the country just for that event as part of Donegal Connect. So events like that, you know, we have wonderful chefs within the county, wonderful food produce, and we just want more businesses to actually to come on board, because it's in that strength that we can actually drive the county forward.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where their big sale is now on with up to 50% off across all departments, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games and some breaking news in Gaelic Games this evening. Donegal will not play in the McKenna Cup semi-final this Sunday. With more on that, we'll hand you over to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Kenny. Declan Boner has told Highland Radio Sport within the last few minutes that regrettably they will not be fulfilling the fixture. The Ulster Council earlier today said the semi-finals of the McKenna Cup are to go ahead as planned. Donegal manager Boner claimed last night that they'd be unable to field the team due to players being on Sigerson Cup duty. Now, Donegal informed the provincial body after the game last night that they would not have the numbers for the game and requested a deferral of at least 48 hours. They also highlighted the huge impact on player welfare. Like Donegal, Down also asked for their semi-final with Tyrone to be switched to next Tuesday. Following a meeting earlier today, the Ulster Council ruled that the matches will be played as planned on Sunday. In a statement, they said counties had turned down the idea of playing the McKenna Cup earlier in the season when the issue was highlighted towards the end of the year. The decision to keep the games on Sunday has now forced the hand of Donegal management, and Declan Boner confirming to Highland Radio Sport within the last few moments that he will be pulling his side from that game on Sunday. Now, if Donegal don't take to the field, they could face sanctions or fines from the Ulster Council or indeed from headquarters at Croke Park. I'm sure there'll be more on this story to come over the next few days, but as things stand, Declan Bonner has said, regrettably, they will be not fulfilling the fixture in the McKenna Cup this Sunday. Kenny.
Thanks very much there to Oisin Kelly. Yes, big news indeed. Donegal will not play in the McKenna Cup this Sunday. Moving on to soccer, Niall Quinn has ruled himself out of running to be the next CEO of the FAI. The former Republic of Ireland striker says he would love to help but feels the association would be better served with a restructuring expert. Quinn also says he doesn't have the skill set to join the FAI board in the remaining independent director's role. Elsewhere, former Republic of Ireland defender Stephen Kelly says Glenn Whelan must find a club this month if he's to play in the Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia. Whelan finds himself without a club following an acrimonious departure from Hearts this week. Ireland manager Mick McCarthy's had a stern policy of wanting players playing first team football. Kelly can't see that changing to accommodate Whelan.
I know he's professional, I know he works hard, I know Glenn since I was 12 years of age. We played for Dublin and Ireland all the way up, so I know his character, his mentality. You're talking about a massive game in Irish football and You know, you can't rely on someone's own ability to train. He needs to be with a club and playing.
Elsewhere, Shamrock Rovers, they'll field a B team in this season's SSE Airtricity First Division. They'll replace Limerick, who were denied a licence to compete this season. The National League Executive Committee approved the proposal and the decision was ratified by the FAI board. Other First Division clubs had threatened a boycott should a Rovers reserve side be entered in the league. Locally, Finn Harps are delighted to confirm that Aluka Azuka is the new under-17 head coach and will be assisted by Michael Funston. Sheernan McKay and Chris O'Donnell also joined their staff as coach and goalkeeper coach respectively. Azuka joined Harps back in 2003 from Nigerian club Rangers International, and Mickey Funston played an incredible 335 games for Harps in that time. He scored 35 goals. Finn Harps head of academy Kevin McHugh said he's happy to have all four on board. On the pitch tonight, there's one game in the Ulster Senior League as Bonagie United look to close the gap on Coghill Celtic at the top of the table. Bonagie host Finn Harps reserves at Dryarch Park at 8 o'clock. Coghill have a 5-point advantage at the top of the table. They play Derry City reserves on Sunday. That game now is an earlier start time of 12 noon. In golf, Shane Lowry is 4 shots off the lead following the opening round of the rearranged Hong Kong Open. The Open champion shot a 1-under par round of 69. Australia's Wade Ormsby and Japan's Tomori Osaka, they jointly lead on 5-under par. And Gavin Moynihan's the best of the Irish on 3-under par after day one of the South African Open. He's 6 adrift of leader Johannes Veerman. Jonathan Caldwell, he opened his account in Johannesburg with a 1-under par round of 70. In the PGA Tour this week, Graham McDowell's the only Irish player taking part in the Sony Open, which is on in Hawaii. And in cricket, Ireland, they face the West Indies this evening in their second one-day international at Bridgestone. That game has just got underway. Ireland lost by 5 wickets to the Windies on Tuesday. Well, coming up tonight on The Score with Jeremy Doherty after 7 o'clock, we'll hear from Michael Murphy. He's looking ahead to the LYIT's clash with Athlone in their first ever appearance in the Sigerson Cup. Also tonight, Jeremy will be looking ahead to the national stages of the FAI Junior Cup with 3 Donegal teams in action. And he'll also be looking ahead to the Donegal Sports Star Awards, and particularly at the 1979 award winners 40 years ago, which will be featured. That's The Score coming up after 7 o'clock. And I'm sure the news that Donegal won't be playing in the McKenna Cup semi-final this Sunday will also be mentioned during that programme. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, another scam email is doing the rounds in Donegal. Gardaí say they have been alerted to a common yet threatening email received by a person recently in which they were told a compromising video of them would be sent to all their contacts unless they transfer $500 of Bitcoin. The email claims the victim has been hacked and that full access to the computer has been taken over. Gardaí are advising people if they receive a similar email to delete it, never send money to the scammers, and if you are worried about the email, talk to someone you trust. Two men have appeared in court charged in connection with the hijacking and taking of a minibus from Dublin Airport yesterday. 25-year-old Stephen McDonough and 26-year-old John McDonough, both with an address at the Steeples, Navan, County Meath, were brought before Cavan District Court this afternoon. Shane Beattie reports.
Three passengers were on board a hotel shuttle bus, a Colombian woman and two English minors, when the incident began at around 1 a.m. yesterday. The minibus was taken from Dublin Airport onto the M1, where the passengers got off unharmed around Julianstown. The vehicle rammed a Garda car before crossing the border, where it hit a PSNI vehicle. It then returned to Monaghan, where it crashed before the occupants escaped, stole a car and were pursued by Gardaí before the car rammed a Garda vehicle and two men were arrested. Two men appeared before Cavan District Court over the incident. The court heard 25-year-old Stephen McDonough and 26-year-old John McDonough, both of the Steeples, Navan in Meath, made no reply when they were charged overnight. Stephen McDonough made no application for bail, while Judge Dennis McLaughlin refused bail for John McDonough. Both have been remanded in custody to appear before Cloverhill District Court next Thursday. Shane Beattie, Cavan District Court.
A burst water main is affecting properties in Manor Cunningham and surrounding areas this evening. Irish Water crews are currently working to repair the burst, with works estimated to be completed by 6 o'clock this evening. A leading figure in the HSE says medical staff not getting the flu vaccine is leading to outbreaks in hospitals. 28 people have died as a result of the flu so far this season, up from 22 on this day last week. Around half of hospital staff got the flu vaccine this season. The HSE's Dr. Kevin Kelleher says the take-up needs to be higher.
I mean, if nobody was being vaccinated in hospitals, flu would fly around hospitals massively. By the very nature of getting staff vaccinated, that reduces the chance for flu to get transmitted around the hospitals. The more we get people to be vaccinated, the better it will be within our system.
20 primary schools in Donegal are to benefit from a new €1 million fund for free books. The investment under the JESH programme is being made on top of the book grant provided to all schools, with Education Minister Joe McHugh saying it follows a commitment in the last budget to introduce an extra support to reduce costs for families and school communities. He says the investment will benefit more than 1,100 children in Donegal. A full list of the schools to benefit in the county is available on our website, highlandradio.com. And planning has been approved for an extension to Burnswick Movie Bowl Complex in Derry. Derry City and Strabane District Council's Planning Committee have approved plans for an extension to the complex in Pennyburn Industrial Estate that will see two cinema screen rooms added. Adrian Harmon has more.
The development will see a 710 square metre single story extension added to the existing cinema building, while the total number of seats in the complex will be reduced from 1,087 to 895 to allow for larger, more comfortable seats to be added. The proposal is to increase the number of screens at the cinema, and as there'll be a net reduction in capacity, it's expected that there'll not be an increase in traffic or additional parking requirements for the area. The facility currently provides employment to approximately 15 full-time members of staff. Planning applications, forms, drawings relating to this application are available to view on www.planningni.gov.uk.
Weather now mainly dry tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells, cold with lows of 0 to 3 degrees and frost forming. Westerly winds will be light with some mist and fog patches forming. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's emerged that 10 new acute beds announced this week for Letterkenny University Hospital are temporary and are due to be taken out of service by the end of March. It comes amid record-breaking numbers of patients waiting on trolleys at hospitals across the country this week. It's claimed only 5 kilometres of water pipes across Donegal are to be replaced by Irish Water this year. In response, Irish Water says it has not yet finalised its programme of works for the county for 2020. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the preferred options for the 10T priority route improvement project will be published on Monday. The document covers 3 sections of road: the Twin Towns bypass, the Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham road, and the road from Manor Cunningham to Lifford, linking with Strabane and the A5. And a status yellow rainfall warning has been issued for the northwest and west of the country for tomorrow. Heavy rain with localised flooding is expected in Donegal, Galway, Mayo and Sligo. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, January the 9th. The death has taken place of Patrick Coyle, 3 Dernally Road, Strabane, and formerly of Bell Road, Erne, reposing at his home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 20 past 11 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon, interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The death has taken place of Dennis McClafferty, Derry Hassan Moore Downings. Remains reposing overnight at the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please. The death has taken place of Paddy Joe Doherty, 51 Belmont Crescent, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 9:45 for a 10:15 Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, followed by interment in St Bathan's Cemetery, St Johnston. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Marie Curie, care of Mrs Joan Doherty, 20 Dunhue Park, Victoria Road, Derry. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Purtle, Nae McKeever, No. 1 Oatfield Terrace, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her home with rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Daffodil Centre, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member.